Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Shkolim 12. We learned in a Mishnah there are laws that pertain to things consecrated for temple upkeep that do not pertain to things consecrated for the altar. Unspecified consecrations go for temple upkeep. Temple upkeep sanctity takes effect upon all things, and one commits me'ila by benefiting from that which grows from them, and there is in them no benefit for the Kohanim. The notes point out, even upon rocks and wood, by contrast, the altar sanctity takes effect only upon things fit for the altar. And, for example, one commits me'ila by benefiting from the milk of temple upkeep animals or from the eggs of temple upkeep doves. But one who drives benefit from the milk or eggs of animals or birds consecrated to the altar does not commit me'ila. The point being that we should remember, as we talked about last time, we should do things for the public, but in general, what do we do for the public? How do we use it for the public? If we have money, we have time, we have resources, we should donate it, obviously, after our family, our spouse, and kids. What could we donate to the shul? What could we give to the shul? What could we do for the shul? What could we do for the Beis Knesses? What could we do for the Beis Medrash? And what could we do for the community at large? Where is our time going? Where is our money going? They say, if you have extra money, who should you give it to? You should take care of your community first and then look outwards, after making sure you have what you have for your family. If we have the time, if we have the money, we should make sure to take care of our community, especially our shul and the Beis Medrash and the community at large before looking towards elsewhere. Join us next time as we talk Shkolim 13 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.